The hips. He got serious hips.
Disease.
The
IADs. The IADs.
Oh, I tried to clear my throat. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Let's go.
Yeah, all right. First one. All
right, I'm ready to go.
You can't rush greatness, all right?
Greatness go. The tips. Well,
you can't rush greatness, but it's definitely poverty's definitely in the running. Okay, it's definitely in the lead. So,
all right, hold on. Perfect. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Tax.
Yo, it's your boy Zanza.
I'm joining in again this week. It's your boy Scion.
It's your boy Rilo over here.
So I don't get to introduce you. All right.
Relax. Let him do that.
Okay.
It's like we have to do this take two. I feel like it's part of... Actually, it's almost tradition at this point.
Okay.
People are going to get tired of this shit.
We have to introduce you. We have to bring you in.
All right.
These minorities never learn.
People like, the technical difficulties club.
I mean, you know what? You introduce yourself, all right? What do you do?
That's a disrespect.
Wait, hold on. No one prompted me.
All right. Let's
do this again. Tax, run that back.
All right, hold on. Perfect. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Tax.
Yo, it's your boy Zanza.
Featuring this week, it's your boy Scion again.
Yo, we are joined by a special guest. Yo, I'm so tired of sitting there. That's so trash.
But he's no different. Yo, joining us again this week is a special guest. It's our boy. He's a musician. He's a gamer. A friend of the show. He kind of does it all.
Artiste.
Artiste in every sense of the fashion. Only the primest. Only... Ripe artist work. Rallo coming to join us.
What a fan.
Hey, got it right on the first try.
Wow. I actually thought he would mess that up.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not the second. Hey.
That's not take two.
What up?
What take two?
What's a take two?
My name is Rallo. So I go by Gecko Thief on most of the fighting game stuff, but made the switch over so everyone knows who Rallo is. But yeah, it's fun to be here.
Hey, squad. Hey, so we're going to go over like some topics real quick and then we'll get it more into the reason why you're here and everything. So, sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, man. Anybody been watching the Yu-Gi-Oh! Marathon on Twitch?
Hell yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it just reminds me how busted like the beginning half of Yu-Gi-Oh! Was before they had the structure. Like,
I feel like Yu-Gi-Oh! Shouldn't even be called Yu-Gi-Oh! I feel like Yu-Gi-Oh! Should just be called People Cheating, the show.
It's just people cheating.
No, it's ridiculous. Like, I was watching...
Cheaters, SVU. Like, in these Special Victims Unit.
Yo, I have a question. How you palmerize a magic arrow in a skeleton graveyard? I'm just saying, and throw it into a blue eyes wide dragon. I don't know how that happened.
Easily the most Jesus take the wheel move I've ever seen.
You wanna know how bullshit it is?
How?
Yugi he was dueling like Noah. And I guess it's like the filler arc, so fine.
Oh, Noah Kaiba. If y'all don't know about Noah Kaiba, go ahead.
Yeah.
So right, he takes Kaiba's cards.
I remember this.
Fusions a blue eyes ultimate dragon, attacks with it, depolymerizes. And attacks
with
all three
separately. No, because he was losing 10K life points. Well, again, I'm going to say it. 10,000 life points to one. If y'all seen the Daigo parry, this is better than that. He comes back at 9,999 life point deficit to win.
I don't know about cheating.
Like he hasn't cheated before.
I don't know how cheating that is because technically it's within your phase two and second. It's a special summon, so they can attack on summon. I'm just throwing that out there.
Depolymerization
is a special summon.
Let me get my nerd on. Cards bullshit.
Yeah.
Fucking cheating, bro. They're like, my deck is trash, but I gotta trust the heart of the cards. And then their deck glows.
I just
the fucking deck glows. And the card they need coincidentally pops up.
Let me tell you right now, they were all great.
He's legendary for one reason. Everyone witnessed the cheating before Noah. Noah didn't understand why Yugi was a legend. Yeah, yeah. He's like, how can he possibly come back 9,000 plus life points?
Everyone is grinning.
Oh, you'll know.
Yeah,
he's the best at it.
It's funny because I feel like the show itself knows he has plot armor.
He's cheap.
The show itself knows he has plot armor. Later on, they got tired of it.
They later on, a grand total of like two battles.
Throughout five seasons.
And it was small Yugi. Wasn't it small Yugi? It wasn't even like actual like Yugi.
No.
You guys want to talk about it? You guys want to talk about the greatest of all time?
What?
He's literally. Oh no. Besides Jaden, because Jaden, I don't think Jaden ever lost a match ever.
He never lost.
I don't think Jaden ever lost a match ever.
I think he lost to Yugi, but that's it.
Jaden, I don't think. No. Because at least Yugi's episodes with the final boss was at least an eight part or six part.
I'm pretty
episode
sure the fucking series exploded.
Jaden beat his final boss in 15 minutes, and maybe like Yugi took a six parter to beat. I think a five parter to beat Pegasus. Yeah, no, when Yugi had to fight Yami, that was a 6-part episode or something like that.
Yeah.
But Jaden beat the final boss was like, attack directly. like he beat him so fast. Like he beat him so quick. Yeah, he's like, I think that's
GG's.
The guy melted. He was like, no.
Yo, he was just like magic cylinder. GG.
It was really easy. He was like, James, like, hey, I play that and I play that and like.
They did post interviews.
I think that's game.
No, they did post interviews. Jaden's like, it was a really good game. You know, I think I had a lucky hand. The other dude is like, that match was complete bullshit.
Yeah, Yami's definitely sponsored by EMP.
I got a question for the table. If it was life or death and you needed a double duelist with you, who would be your double partner?
Who would be my partner? Ooh, that's a good question. No, thank you. That's a good question. Well, who'd you pick? Go ahead around the room. Who's your double partner? If you don't pick me, you're leaving.
Oh, you mean like you like real life?
No, not in real life.
So what? In the series, if you don't pick me, he's leaving. In the series, if he doesn't pick me, he's leaving.
In real life.
you're a guest. You can get out and walk me in my own car. What's wrong with you?
I was definitely mad.
Shit. I don't know. That's tough. I'd probably just see if I can genetically clone myself.
So you're saying that no one else is good as you inside this specific game at that current moment. You only trust one person.
Be careful.
To make the same decision as yourself.
You know what I would do? I would pull that shit, the five dudes inhabited Tristan's body. He's like, I'll take you both for it. Give me 8K. I'm like, give me 8K life points.
It was the five. It was like the five presidents.
Oh, my God.
It was the five presidents.
They're like, move aside. Yeah. He's like, move aside. Nathan, I'm about to. I'm like, damn, this is swished. And it was bad cheap because they had like a freaking.
You can slide
your chair in. I don't know, what's it called? They had like monster. Like, so they had a monster that did like a special effect they could just use any time. So
it switched constantly. Yeah.
So it switched based on who came out. It always switched.
Oh, my God. That's actually pretty cheap.
It's the five. It's deck bosses.
One of them was Judgment. Judgment was busted. Mm. He's like, all monsters go back. They just go away.
You guys remember Yami and Yugi? Jinzo. Oh, Jinzo's cheap.
Cheap. Oh, you know that one function that we have all in all games? You know, it's called trap cards. You can't do that.
He just eliminated the use of trap cards. Yo, Kaiba's whole deck was revolved around Crush Card Virus. He's like, you can't use traps. Then why the fuck do I have Soggy? I can't use that combo no more.
So okay, Rico wants to be play himself.
It doesn't have to be soggy, right? Nah, but soggy. Yeah,
I don't know. I have to have that. That's tough, man. I'd have to have that level of trust.
Yeah,
Yami and Yugi both double dueled Pegasus. That was the most faith I've ever seen someone have another player. I'm gonna put this face down and I'm out. He ghosted. Yami came down. Yo, I hope this is magic cylinders.
Yeah, but it wasn't the first time.
The hell, Wabaku?
but it wasn't the first time he double duels with himself, though.
With himself, that's the cockiest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, he faced the Paradox Brothers, right? Oh my God. Don't say with Joey, because all Joey did was be there, okay?
No, Joey helped out. Don't try to.
Joey's decked help out. Yugi was like, hey, fam, play that other card over there.
Can I just say the switch positions magic card is only useful in that specific duel. There's no other need for a switch positions card. I can now move my, like, flame swordsman with my summoned skull. I was like, where is that ever going to be necessary
again?
Does
that card even exist? I'm like, is this card? It does.
It switches whoever, if they...
It's supposed to be attack defense. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, yeah, yeah.
That's all it does. No, but they didn't do that in the
shield
show.
Shield and sword, yeah.
It moves. Yeah, shield and sword. To swap their positions? That's not what it does. Someone's like, oh, yes, it is. Like, mm-hmm. Let me read the card. No, you can't.
I was like, wait.
Welcome to Duelist Kingdom, son.
Welcome to Duelist Kingdom.
So who would be your doubles partner?
Yeah.
It has to be in this room.
I'm gonna
no,
say
no, no, no. It has to be in this room. I'm saying just in general.
Shout out to Inui. Nobody even knows.
Are we talking like in the Yu-Gi-Oh universe or like Yu-Gi-Oh. In general? Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay, in general.
Oh, really? We were talking Yu-Gi-Oh universe. I'd be like Kaiba.
No, I was like Kaiba.
Kaiba's willing to do what it has, what it takes. Yeah. He was like, "Yo, I gotta get in.
I'm about to fall off this cliff if you don't let me win."
He's like, "Yo, at all costs, he's like, I'm about to take that risk." I was like, attack my monster if you want.
The enemy's about to finish you off. He just drops a name, Maria. What? I know about your daughter. Go ahead. How'd you know about her? You want to see her again, don't you? Go ahead and keep going with that attack. The other guy forfeits instantly, puts his hand
Kaiba's
on his deck.
I never lose.
Yo, nah. You know, Kaiba had the nerve to be like, yo, I beat Yugi at Duelist Kingdom. I'm the better duelist.
He forgot that he freaking blackmailed him. Yugi,
I'll let the blackmail go Because you can just be cooking up some new recipes in that duel.
No, that Karibo multiply shit, complete bullshit.
That's what Yugi, I'm just saying, Yugi just be coming up with random stuff. I was like, I'll
perfect
let the
defense
blackmail.
Of just zero,
I'll let
zero
the blackmail go. So I can excuse the blackmail. Like, I'll let that go.
He
like,
gets straight mad at them. They just keep multiplying. He's like, what the?
And the Mammoth Graveyard Arrow, but just a lot of crap. You know?
So Lou, who'd you pick out of anyone? It could be either real life. No. Out of real life or in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, okay. I know who I'm picking.
If you had to pick a doubles partner, who would it be?
Joey Wheeler.
No. That's my pick, first off. No.
I was thinking, like, the luck.
You got to pick luck. Luck over smarts.
Luck over smarts. If I had a bet on black, and I'm like, oh, yo, I should bet on black, and Joey was like, I feel like red.
No. Joey wouldn't have said red. Joey would be like, Joey would be like seven, like the specific number out of 36 options. It'll hit seven.
I'll put
my parents' life savings.
I'll put it all on black.
Joey would have trusted the heart of poker.
Joey should start playing poker. You could afford your sister surgery in like what tournament?
I'm sitting there. Yeah.
Why are you playing kids?
No, I would still go with it. What color, Joe? He'd be like, go fish. That's not how you play, but let's put it all on go fish.
Next you know, and then you spin the wheel, go fish.
And then the spin the wheel, it is on go fish. Everyone else loses
their
money with Joey.
All I know is that my RNG and plus Joey's RNG would be the best RNG in this planet.
If we're talking RNG, I'm going with Eevee.
Oh, yeah, Eevee.
No.
Shout out to Eevee.
Shout out to Eevee. Yo, Eevee Portillo, I want you as my partner, bro.
Shout out to Chance Time.
No, I'm picking my boy choosing with the computer. I'm with my boy. Choose what the computer does.
WCD.
What would the computer do?
I say that when I make any decision in life. I'm like,
for those who don't know.
Oh my god, Chance Time. Yo, hit us up with Chance Time. Yeah, what did he do in that match?
Yo, we played Smash, and our homie hit Chance Time, and just straight wrecked everyone. He came back from the land of, I'm just playing this for fun. I'm just trolling now. To, oh, shit, I won. Ha ha. Bye, peoples.
Wait, Eevee won that one.
Because he took it from you.
No, he actually won that match.
He won that match.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He did.
He went from last place to I stole all your shit.
Chance Time sat down was like, I just want to play because y'all playing. He didn't even want to play the game. It was up to him. He was like, I thought we was playing Marvel.
He did, didn't he?
No, he did win that match. He did win that. He was Peach. I remember it. He was Peach.
Mm-hmm.
He sat down and was like, I'm playing this for fun. I actually wanted to murder Rico. Our tax. I wanted to murder tax in that match. I sat down. The game is supposed to be unbiased. I was just trying to stop him from victory.
No, right? It's about stopping Jordan all the time.
And he lands. Oh, my God. When I tell you, he lands on Chance Time and takes all of our hard-earned work and was like, hashtag, this is the game we play. I died. He's like, this is the game you guys covet, right? Fuck your god. Where's your god now? I was like,
so done.
He's the king of Chance Time.
And then after that, the streak started.
Yeah, we're living in the era of the Bulls right now.
Now we're living in the dark times.
Yeah, we're living in the dark times.
So this is like, have you ever got that the mirror in Zelda and it flips and we go into the dark world?
Yeah,
we've been stuck there. We've just been stuck there.
It's been a solid 10 games.
My girl came close. I came close. Lou always loses because Lou loses all the time. All
right, hold on.
Hold on.
Before we get into that, let's wrap up this Yu-Gi-Oh thing before we have that conversation.
Right.
We'll get into that.
Just shout us a Chance Time if you watch it.
Shout us to Twitch.
I did want to have a story time, so this works out. Let's finish the Yu-Gi-Oh thing.
Shout outs to Twitch. Shout outs to Twitch for going ahead and throwing on that Yu-Gi-Oh because honestly, this brings me back to my childhood. You know, it's like one of the first card games I got into. Everyone else was playing Magic, but I'm fuck them nerds.
Oh, demonic and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, demonic and all this other crap.
Give me my Egyptian.
Give me my Egyptian.
Give me my Illuminati.
Excuse me. Obelisk the Tormentor. You must sacrifice two of your monsters to do like 10K. Let's go. I don't need it. These are peons. I don't need them. But I honestly like the fact that they're playing it because that was like a big hit and nostalgia, you know, for like at least myself when it came to like watching games on or like watching shows, especially anime in the morning on Saturdays. Thank you, WB.
Double stuffed Yu-Gi-Oh back to back.
Yo, they had all the best shows.
They had all the best shows.
Yeah, like Yu-Gi-Oh, then Sonic X came on and
Sonic.
Shit.
Yo, it was like if you were early enough, they had like Pokemon back to back. That was Kirby. Then it was fighting futons.
Fighting futons.
All right, look, we can't get into that. All right? That's a hood classic.
Another episode. All right. Then we didn't have that. I guess we had Ultimate Muscle. I got mad quiet for
Saturday, right? Yo, listen, Saturday morning.
Listen, I was all about that Mucha Lucha, but that's just me.
Well, that came on afterwards, didn't it? Yeah. Oh, no, or was it Shaolin Showdown? It was one of those.
Shaolin came before the other. Yeah. I can't remember which.
I don't know.
Listen.
But, and then Yu-Gi-Oh! Was like the closer. Yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh! Was the closer. It had like... honestly, Yu-Gi-Oh! Was actually my first card game, seriously. Like, Magic was fun, but I think I was too young. Because Magic came before my time, actually. Shout out to Magic. That shit is old.
It's as old as D&D.
That is really old.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons.
So, like, when I was getting into Magic, it was everyone was leaving it. That was, I was like, all right, forget it. So Yu-Gi-Oh! Was really, like, the first thing to put. That was on the map, you know what I mean? Yu-Gi-Oh! Was way too fun.
Yeah.
And then there was two starter decks.
Yeah, it's the first game that taught me to teach me salt. Don't ever play for cards, please, when you're a child.
Oh, I used to body people for cards.
Yeah, I used to lie. Oh my God, my lying was on point. There was like an armored card, but it was just a regular monster card, but it was just a body armor. I told people you could equip that onto other monsters. And I would win the stupidest way. I would like lie about card effects.
Damn,
I'm like,
so you're playing the game right. You
bro,
playing season
I was,
one.
Yo, I was oh playing my season. God. No, yeah, I was the best lying you on point. Someone tried to kill card. My La Jin, the mystical genie. I was like, you got to kill the lamp. I never had the lamp in the deck.
No. It's like, attack La Jin, go back in the lamp. It's like,
They're like, what lamp?
Show me the effect on that.
Bro, everyone would be like, nah, you can't touch my card, bro.
I was like,
the worst cheating.
I miss season one.
Can't hit him. He's at the lamp.
And then I played a guy who like knew what he was doing. Who played, so he's like, that's not how that card works. I was like, no one's got the rule book. He's like, I actually happen to have one right here. I was like, man, I got to collect my cards and go. Have a good day. Yo, that's when I was like, shit, I can't work. This doesn't work anymore.
He pulled the Band of Keith.
The Band of Keith, he had the right card on.
Nah, actually, that's my partner, Band of Keith.
Why they got to be American, though?
That's my partner. Good thing to think about it.
Yo.
Nah, I'm going to just say this. Let me tell you what. Like, in the phone app game, Duel Links, Duel Links, yo, tell me why. I'm like, yo, they made the cheater was like the best character. Bandit Keith was the best. Character.
Why they gotta be American?
I love
like
Bandit
cheating.
Keith.
Gotta be the American. Dog, which is crazy.
This dude at any time, twice in the duel, you could take one card in your hand. You could randomly just shuffle it back in your deck and just draw a card.
Bandit
just
Keith,
just do it. Didn't he just straight up
beat up Joey?
Huh?
Someone just straight up beat up Joey. Like they didn't even like duel him. Someone when they took his red eyes, didn't someone just beat up Joey Wheeler for his red eyes? That was Bandit Keith squad, wasn't it?
No, I think it was. I remember.
It was him and Tristan that got beat up. That was like early.
His red eyes went straight to Yugi because Yugi won it back.
Protective King is asking a question right now. He's asking, what do you guys think about the Orichalcos arc?
Oh my God,
total bullshit.
What do you think?
Bullshit. We were just talking about the Orichalcos arc.
It's total bullshit. First of all, you spent like the first like three arcs trying to build up the Shadow Realm, but
that's
all of a sudden
it's
a
dragons.
Fucking field card.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah.
I forgot they did that.
No,
I didn't even know.
Let me get my shit off. Hold on. Second, right?
Get your body
everything
ready,
you special
right?
summon is gone. So my man got fooled. As soon as he put his dragon on the field, that shit was gone. That shit had shit to do. Second, every monster gets 500 attack points, which is total bullshit. And you can summon up to 10. So you have a front row and a back row. Is that a movie theater?
What game are we playing? What game are we playing?
Nah, it's bad, dumb. And you get hella savage.
That's the Waking the Dragons art, right?
Yeah, that's when people
are fusing monsters and traps and stuff, right?
No. That's specifically freaking...
Critias.
That was strictly Kaiba.
Yeah.
So each one had a different one. I kind of dug this. I kind of dug the whole
Waking the Dragons.
Tobias, I love that shit. Right?
No. Because the way he said, he's like Tobias.
Tobias. I'm like, oh my God, that deep ass voice. Thank you, Yami. Can you say that shit again? Because I think it just hit something in the heart right there. All right, but
so we got one person that likes it.
No. I only like that aspect. The fact that they had to get the three dragons right. Yeah. And if obviously it's the most three broken characters in the entire fucking show.
They're actually the three strongest. No, like at the end of the series,
they talked about
the most powerful like duelists in the series. Like Joey went down. Joey actually went down number three. Joey was mad powerful.
And he should be proud of that shit. You want to know? Because his luck carried him away. Hence why he's my partner. Ready?
No, he's good.
Three out of the three, right? You had the most powerful because he's powerful. It was Yami Yugi, right? Bam.
I'll tell you who
Bam.
My partner is after armor. You guys go.
No, right? And Kaiba.
But then Yugi.
No, no, Kaiba, who's savage good, right? He's, you know, he's a, I'm going to kill myself or else, you know, if I don't win.
I'm going by what the chat says. That man is toxic, all right? But Yugi called them, the Orichalcos arc is what killed me. They called them like, Kaiba, we need a plan to go to Florida so we can find out to stop them. Kaiba's like, what? You lost, Yugi? Hey, I'm dangerous to anybody but me. And then he just hung up the phone on him. He hung up the phone. Well, I guess he's not helping us get to Florida.
Yo.
And he was so mad.
You know how real he is?
I was like, yo,
you know how gangster he is before we answer their question? He's so gangster, he was like, yo, he's like, I didn't get to win here, so I'm about to blow this fucking tower up.
Oh, my God.
Right? Didn't tell niggas the engines weren't working. Flew out with his old jet. He was like, hey, you made it out.
Hey, fucking squad! Oh my God!
Kaiba does most likely fuck those squad.
He does some shit where like,
yo, he's straight.
There's
yo,
no
legit.
Wonder why you have
go
no
to the
friends.
Chat. No, go to the chat right now. Whenever Kaiba speaks, all you see is toxic.
He is not a good guy. Kaiba's not a good guy. He's established as not a good guy.
How can people try to take over my company? Because you an asshole.
He can talk.
You legit put them all to shame.
Dude,
why did they come out?
Who puts their dad in debt? He put his dad in debt.
He goes, you owe me $1 million or get out. I raised you.
I taught you how to play chess.
I left the company. I wrote my will and left the company to you.
He put his dad in the red. He sent loan sharks after his dad.
I'm so done.
Who does that?
All right, let me get to this question from
Protective
King.
What's going on?
Read it on there for me because I'm not going to be able
to. All right, Protective King goes, LMAO, he's more of an anti-hero.
Which one? About the Orichalco?
No, he said, what do you think about the Orichalco's arc?
It's supposed to be darker.
I heard that the arc was darker when it came to the West. Not sure if that's true.
No, in some ways it was. In some ways it wasn't. Like, they censored out, like Yugi getting punched and Duke getting choked. But
It
did get kind of real, though.
No, for sure.
Probably, like, the realest the season has ever gotten.
Speaking of
being
real,
that, though.
Yami got mad depressed.
Speaking of real
side.
Not yet. One last.
All right.
So hold on. No. So honestly, yeah, Orichalcos was darker. Actually, I enjoyed it. Not going to lie. It got me invested. Right, I knew the entire card game aspect of it was bullshit. These are homies trying to survive. It became Walking Dead mad quick, but
it did. It did.
That one scene, there's literally a monster that kept the dude summoned a monster. It just kept attacking. The dude was out the picture. The monster pretty much like, okay, I'll take it.
It was sentient. It
was the monster right. If it died, it came back. It came back.
It came back stronger.
I'm pretty sure that's
throwing dust.
That's like Skull Greymon.
Wow, I gotta keep summoning. He's like Mara Force. He hit himself back, but he just came out the ground again, like even more diesel.
That thing was Skull Greymon.
Like, oh my god. He just kept coming back. I'm like, yo, where's the dude? He's not even telling it to attack. It's just doing it
itself.
Oh my god, damn.
So I mean, so in a way, I would say it did get dark, but I actually enjoyed it. I wouldn't say like, well, the entire thing was bullshit as like a card game aspect, but as a show, I was like, oh damn, they got three dragons. They all have like tooth and shit names, but oh my god, this is crazy.
I love that. Actually, I'm gonna go ahead and agree with Rallo on that. I did enjoy Waking the Dragons. At least I thought that was kind of cool. Because I already knew the minute Kaiba got the one where he could fuse the trap card with the dragon,
that curse?
Kaiba was like, yo, that crush card virus. Cursed. I knew the minute he got that ability, I'm like, man, he's going to make an AIDS dragon. He's about to make the AIDS.
The HIVs.
HIVs the dragon.
HIVs the dragon.
I'm like, oh my God. This is the most toxic person ever.
He's straight toxic, dog. Straight up.
Which leads me to my
report
next.
Report Kaiba being toxic.
I'm going to bully. So who I would have as my doubles partner, and officially I'm going to go ahead and say Yami Bakura.
Oh.
Because when I tell you, when he plays with things on the line, he plays with some real things. It's like having Jigsaw. It's like having Jigsaw as your partner. Yeah. It's like, I want to play a game, but I'm sorry, your niece's cousin's sister is on the line. and he's like, have a good day. Like you can't do it with a clear head playing against Yami.
You lose the dang. Yo, like, I wish your sister the best. Said, like, yo, what do you mean? She's in the hospital.
When he hit my Destiny board,
but we wouldn't tell you. It's like, what does that cards do? It's spelling out a word. No, it's not. Don't worry about what we're doing. Keep going.
It is edited too. It spells.
In Japanese, it was death. In the English one, they changed it to final because death is kind of OD for kids.
Yeah.
Shinde.
It spelled out what was like.
That, but he's insane. He's like.
What's it spelling? I don't know.
No. But if you, in the FGC version, it spells out perfect with five golden letters. It's just.
How do they skip like this?
It's like two other letters, bro. I don't understand.
No, it's PRFCT. That's it.
So no vowels.
No vowels.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I was like, what?
I mean, so let's talk about how savage like Yami Bakura is, because no bull. Like when he hit up My Valentine on top of that skyship, was it when they're on the way to?
What do you mean, My Valentine, the esteemed pro duelist,
the esteemed pro duelist
with an amazing. Amazing dueling history.
The amazing dueling history. Of course.
She's like, 0-9? But she's a pro? I was like,
No. She got her rocks off in Battle City.
Yeah, she... Oh, no,
she even beating
she,
one person?
No,
beat
she a wrecked lot of people, everyone. Apparently.
How does she get she to the finals? Everyone. I no, how
it's
does
not
she
captured
gets...
on camera. It's not captured on camera.
Yeah, I know. It's off screen.
I know, it's off screen.
You can't millennial her, like, dog. It's a fucking
it wasn't
TV
on
show.
Stream. Yeah, right. It just wasn't on stream.
Can't be like it wasn't on camera. It didn't count. Like, yeah. It's a TV show. She's not even the main character.
She just stole them from everyone. She bandicoted it. No, no, no.
What? She put Kaiba in losers? Where was that? Off screen. It was off stream.
It was off stream.
I don't believe it. You go to Kaiba, like, don't talk to me right now.
I was like, yeah, it's an upset. I'm not really gonna tell you. Who the fuck perfumes their cards?
It's like Daigo losing. Like it's like Daigo losing like off stream. Everyone happened.
Who put him into what happened? What happened?
Like,
who perfumes their cards?
Like, what do you mean? Yo, he's like, yo, elegant egotist is broken.
Bitch perfumed their cards.
He's on Twitter now. He's like, Kaiba's an elegant egotist is dumb.
Yo, I'm telling you.
He's like, dog, are you serious?
Yeah, but yo, no lie. When she get hit, she and I don't understand how people who don't know about like that.
What the hell? That card's bad.
She sweeps up the crush card virus. He's like, what? But now I just have a raw Sagi with nothing backing him up.
She gets hit by Yami Bakura, like hard body, right? But my favorite thing is like, why did the scenery change when he took her to like the Shadow Realm? Why are there eyes everywhere? I'm like, oh my god. My girl, you have no idea what's about to happen to you. Your soul's on the line.
Every time they play Mai, they should just be like, what the hell is that smell? You just need to notice that there's a different... She's like, I have ESP. Nah, bitch, that's Armani. Everybody knows that. Nah, bitch. I can read your mind. Nah, bitch. That's definitely... That's Chanel 4, bitch. What are you talking about? That's not... She's like, that must mean my... Man-eater bug will be coming up next. You cheated, girl. What the hell? She's like, do I cheat or do I just keep up with the meta? Do I cheat or do I just try to keep up with what's good now?
Yo, like, no, my favorite thing is like how Yugi pointed it out in Duelist Kingdom. But he's still the one cheating.
No,
this is lazy.
Pegasus is lazy. Man, keep cheating. He's like, but I'll allow it.
No.
He's like, but I'll allow it.
No,
like,
and then he called Joey on it. He's like, I'm gonna disqualify the match. Why? On account of cheating. Oh, nigga, you must have been asleep the whole other past times we've been playing.
Where have you been?
How are you awake now? Bro, the whole tournament's actually Raptor should have made it in here, bro.
Actually, oh my God.
He's the only one that's played legit.
Honestly, none of us should have been here. There's actually a lot of good people out there, honest, hardworking duelists.
We're on a boat.
Except for that bitch ass Weevil, because he threw them cards off the boat.
No, Weevil wouldn't have made it to the island. I'd have threw him off the boat. Why is Zodia? Nigga.
No. Some people shouldn't have made it off that boat.
I thought Exodia was like one of a kind. No bull. And then all of a sudden that dude had three in his deck. All the way in, was it a Duelist City? Oh my God.
He went the other way with it. Like, Yugi's like, I'll have them in my deck, but I'm not going to rely on them. Yugi's like, I'll have them, but I won't rely on them. This guy's like, I only rely on them. He went the other way with it. He had every body part.
And it was the LASIK eye surgery or some crap like that. We had the freaking film on his eye so he can see through the freaking card.
I'm just saying the rare hunters were obviously Organization 13, but the version, but like Yu-Gi-Oh version of the organized.
Thing about the seal Orichalcos. Yami got so tight. He got so salty.
I've never seen him like that.
He played the Orichalcos. He was so bad.
I've never seen him like that.
He was like, dope.
I've never seen him like that.
He was so bad. He played it?
No, because he
went Odebo. He didn't care anymore.
No.
He said he didn't care.
He did it like they do it in ancient Egypt, bro. He was living back in the day. He's like, if this was my day, I would have destroyed him. Also, women don't get rights.
He did the most bunching shit. He had like the Karibo fusion monster. He defused them, so they got all 500 individually, and then fused them again. And then this thing turned to 4,500. I'm like.
Squad. Squad goals. Squad.
Yo, that's so fucking cheap.
Squad goals.
He fights the way he fights back in the day in ancient Egypt. He's like, this is how we roll like, then. Nah, also, women don't have rights.
Listen.
I was like,
shit, they're getting attacked. He's like, Taya, get back in the train. Like, he was just telling like,
yeah, I'm right, like, bro, what time zone are you living?
Yeah,
I was like, you're out of bounds, though. He's like, just bounds.
Yo, y'all may be saying some shit. I'm like, bro, we are not in those days.
But on the real, though,
he played, I forget. He's like, oh, would you summit? Would you sacrifice all the one monster at a time? So homie was just like, all right, did he pull out catapult turtle, but used it the right way. And I was like, whoa, he used it the right way.
No. Oh, panic should have been top eight.
Oh my god.
Panic should have been top
eight. Should have won.
Panic should have beat him. Panic should have beat him, but he used
it. Who did he sacrifice? Was it Celtic Guardian? No.
He shot some,
Stone Soldier.
Stone Soldier.
Giant Stone Soldier. He shot it at the moon. The moon fell.
The moon castle is the castle.
The castle, and the castle fell and destroyed all the monsters on Panic's side.
He destroyed he hit the moon. Panic, all right. Destroyed the moon because the moon affects the gravitational
pull. I'm going to tell you guys.
The gravity of the castle.
Oh, he did that shit too. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you
all. Killed all his monsters. For some reason, he has zero life points now.
If everyone was not cheating, the people that should have made top eight at Duelist Kingdom is right, Bones, yo,
we can do this forever.
Pegasus.
We can do this forever. Let's yeah, oh man.
It's Bones, Pegasus, Panic, that one kid that was dragged away by Weevil, Rex Raptor. I'm talking about the people that just didn't cheat and should have actually made it.
What are you talking about? Weevil cheated.
Weevil cheated.
I didn't say Weevil. I said Rex.
No, Rex said Weevil.
I didn't say Weevil. I'm saying that Rex the got kid cheated that got on. Dragged off by Weevil. There was like this little boy.
No, Rex got wrecked by freaking from my.
Yeah, but she's a cheater too. Everyone's cheat. Look, I'm not talking about the main friends, the main Greendale 7 here.
Then he got outlucked, and then Rex got outlucked.
No. But hold on. But be real.
Oh, and Mako Tsunami.
That hey, Mako Tsunami. Oh, hell yeah. He's top eight.
He's in the real top eight.
He's the noblest fisherman I know. Was it, honestly, if.
She should have made it. I'm saying all the people that did not cheat. Taya should have made it.
Oh, my God. No.
And Fat Clown Kaiba. He didn't cheat.
Oh, yeah. Fat Clown Kaiba didn't cheat. No, he did cheat.
He did not cheat. He was just the toxicity of Kaiba.
Oh, my God.
He's still toxic. American Kaiba.
It took all the toxicness away from Kaiba, and it manifested into a fat gay clown, right? And even that guy didn't cheat. What does that tell you?
Right. Shout out to Yugi, though.
Bakura shouldn't have even made it onto the show. He cheated. I don't think Bakura knows how to play Yu-Gi-Oh.
He knows how to play Steal Your Soul.
He knows how to play Steal Your Soul. He knows what's going on.
But all right. Yo, we need an episode. We can have a whole episode on this.
All right. Yeah, we spent like 30
minutes.
I didn't catch myself. All right. Keep going.
All right, cool. We'll get into the salt party thing later. Let's talk some other shit. So what else is going on in the world besides Yu-Gi-Oh?
All right. we could talk about movies that have happened recently.
Movies, music.
Movies coming out. Thor came out recently.
Did you said The Foreigner?
Thor. No, Thor and The Foreigner, actually.
Thor's about to come out this weekend, right?
Yeah, this weekend. Yeah.
Apparently, today.
Like,
yeah.
I can wait.
I want to go see it, though.
Apparently,
if you don't have tickets now, when are you going
to? I mean, I also want to see, you know, Hulk, Planet Hulk. Featuring Thor?
I do too.
Yeah,
I do too.
Featuring Thor?
I'm about it.
Oh, it was Thor Ragnarok? I mean, my bad. I got the title wrong.
No, it was definitely when I first saw the video of Planet Hulk. He definitely looks like he's holding a basketball. Is that not just me? I see him holding the planet, but it looks like palming a basketball.
I mean, homie got hops for days. Have you not seen him leap single bounds over cities?
I mean, he would be
can
my
you imagine that dunk,
anyway.
Son?
No, all right, so a Protective Kin is asking literally a question in the chat. He's asking about Pacific Rim 2. Has anyone seen Pacific Rim 2?
Have y'all seen Pacific Rim 2?
Yeah.
Did you?
I have not.
Have you seen a trailer for the second one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What are y'all thoughts?
Pacific Rim 2.
I didn't see the trailer yet.
I haven't seen the trailer.
It's something I don't get, though. Some of them are, they're like fighting amongst each other. So I'm like, what does that be? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, what is life right now? What is going on? What is this? I've been intrigued. I am piqued.
Yo, top ten betrayals.
Top ten betrayals. Oh my God, Charlie Day, don't do it to me.
Top 10 betrayals of all time.
We won't even get it. What is it?
Yeah, we're not even getting to that.
Never mind. Yeah, because I was gonna throw something in the hat.
We'll get sidetracked. But like, what happened to our lives?
All right.
Now, what happened to our lives? Gonna be literally what happened right after.
I want to see Thor 2 or Thor 3, I guess. But they said the movie was the best reviewed movie of Marvel.
I don't know what
they
best reviewed.
I guess they forgot about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's what they said about Guardians.
They said that about Guardians 1.
I haven't seen 2.
Honestly, 2 was actually pretty. I enjoyed 2.
I liked 2 a lot.
I liked it, what they did with the main villain. I don't know if y'all know, I'm a huge Marvel head.
I love.
Super huge Marvel head, so I always pay attention to it. Ego is like on a whole other level. It's just, you know.
Yeah. Too powerful.
Yeah, but they took an aspect of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and they took like some of the comic canon and switched it. That's pretty much it. But I'm okay with it. It's whatever. I enjoyed the movie. It was pretty dope.
Yeah. I saw it with you, I think.
You saw it with me. We both bitched up.
That was... put that on. It's got to be
yes,
a
we both
for that.
Bitched up. A.K.A. we cried. We cried in the movie theater.
Whoa!
Hey. Yeah, we showed them. We showed emotion. Oh, my God. What happened? Men. Damn. Like two brown men just sharing tears.
It was like a father and son moment. So, you know, all the real fathers out there, good job, Piccolo. Go on. Thank you for that.
But I ain't your son, though. But besides that, without any ruining any spoilers for y'all, it was dope. I suggest y'all see it. It helps the continuity.
Definitely a good movie.
I definitely need to take some time to just
watch it. It's on DVD, isn't it?
All right, are we doing a group outing for Thor?
Let's do it. Definitely. I'm down.
I'm gonna live stream it on Twitch.
You know why? So that you guys can be there too.
Our Twitch is about to be popping, dude.
Yeah, right.
Yo, it's gonna get league numbers.
It is.
Yeah, right. Jesus Christ.
Yo, watch. Yeah, they're about to be league security numbers. Guards holding urinoid hammers. Like, I thought it was supposed to be one.
No, they're not
going to
stop
multiple.
Us. You know why? Because they're part of official Future Perfect.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God.
The guard's up. He's like, how come you're not doing your job? What are you talking about, man? He's streaming right now. I'm trying to watch. I subscribed.
Subscribe to Official Future Perfect.
I'm going to just tape it to, like, my jacket or something and just chill.
Yeah, right.
You want to sit in the press seats? Like, whoa,
what
are you be?
I know. Well, we're talking about? We're media. We get to be up front.
I'm so mad at you.
Now yo, we are. Fuck that.
No.
We got a blog, bitch.
Right.
Merlo, get on to it. Actually, Merlo should have been on. I mean, that's his area of expertise now.
Well, he did do a review on Stranger Things too. He just dropped.
Oh, he did.
Don't say shit. I've been waiting for the heat to calm down. I want to see that.
I know I do.
I'm late on
I was really hoping somebody was gonna ruin it so we have like content.
Please don't.
Wow,
y'all mean.
I could
meet
this person.
I throw that in the top 10 betrayals.
I could talk about it.
That's top 10 betrayals right there. I will literally go Kill Bill on y'all. Like, give a shit.
Top 10 betrayal. Betrayal, Kill Bill.
They all die.
That betrayal, actually.
Every single one of them. They all die.
Now, you know, except I'm the bride in this. Wait, hold on.
Sanosuke from Rurouni Kenshin is one of the worst betrayals ever. He betrayed me just being there.
Mark's from Kirby Superstar Ultra.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, shit. Don't say that out loud.
Oh, my God.
Fam got the sun and the moon to fight. Just so you can put this staff together. And he's like, oh, good looking out, man.
Hey,
squad. You niggas.
So mad. I didn't want that to get brought up either. I'm like, bro, why are we doing this? Don't say that out loud.
Professor Oak, at the very beginning, when he gave his grandson the best Pokemon, that countered mine. Betrayal.
Hey,
yo, give me that other one, the one that's sitting down at the table. Nah, this one's mine. Professor Oak's a betrayer. Traitor.
Nah.
He's a traitor. Who else is a traitor?
Now, that was all Gary. You picked first. He's like, since you picked that one.
Falco's a traitor.
Falco's not the traitor.
Falco's a traitor.
How?
Falco's a traitor. It's pretty smooth flying, Fox. All right, you want to show me a waterfall secret? Oh, not really. Yo. Yo, Falco.
Nah, man, that's Pygma, man. He's the big betrayer, dog.
Oh, yeah.
The nigga trying to kill my father.
Mm-mm.
I'm definitely going to plug that in from Chappelle's show.
Yo. On the real, though.
Yo, Pygma.
Another trailer, though. It took me a while to peep. But once I peeped it, I was like, yo, shit was fire. Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
You actually saw it?
The trailer for that? The recent one?
Black Panther is about to be the best Marvel movie.
Yeah, no, but I remember, Twitter's like the most like cancerous thing ever. But I was looking at Twitter and everyone was like, yo, talk about how was the diversity in films. Only 9 out of 10 actors/actresses that are in Black Panther are black, right? or of brown color, right? They're minorities, right? The POC. Only one person's white. Everyone's like, so? This is exactly what it is. We're in Wakanda. We're in Africa.
I'm like, white people didn't go to...
Not South Africa.
Not South Africa either.
White people don't go to that part of Africa unless they're trying to steal your resources.
Vibranium? The most rarest entire... Vibranium? Let's talk about vibranium real quick.
I'll take that one.
No, no, but let me. It's like it's, I'm okay with it
being the way it is.
I was gonna say it's supposed to be the way it is.
No, no. Look
even
at the
if it wasn't, no, no. Check this out. Even if it wasn't, mm-hmm. I'm okay with no white people in the film. And even if it's not like accurate, the reason being is because come on, dog. Like you guys have all these other movies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like even if it's not accurate to say,
they don't get.
Yo, yeah, just hold that.
I can't even say I'm Mexican or else I get typecasted as some cholo.
Yo, if you have two Arabic people in a movie, the movie's too Arab.
Plays the same nigga in every
movie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he does it on purpose, though. He has a reason why.
Yeah, he's good at it.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, whatever.
Hey, make your bread.
Well, Danny Trejo, there's a reason why. Danny Trejo, I hate to sidetrack. Was it Danny Trejo plays the same character technically like in every movie? So he got into Machete, right? But he was always like a bad guy. The reason why is because he used to be a convicted felon, right?
Yeah.
And his escape was actually acting. And that's what his reform was. Once he came out, he was like, I only want to play villains to show exactly how what happens to villains at the end of their movies, right? Yeah. To show kids that the villain never wins. So he dies in pretty much every single movie he plays a villain in. Until Machete happened, because everyone wanted Machete to happen.
Machete.
So yeah, I can't wait for that either. That movie's going to be great. Once it actually comes out and it actually, like, if it does better than all the other Marvel movies in box office, that's just going to be it's going to be like the sweet candy. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be like the icing on the cake. It just kind of wakes Hollywood up a bit. You know what I mean?
So I'm actually into their haircuts. I need to know their barber. Apparently, they must use vibranium blades or some shit.
Yo, this nigga, Michael B. Jordan got dreads and shit.
Yeah, them dreads were pretty dope.
Them shits is hard. I ain't
gonna
lie.
Yeah. He had the dread fade to the side.
I'm like, fam.
Yo, he definitely showed the barber a picture of Sean.
It was like, yes.
Hit me with this
thing. Damn right. He said, hit me with this right here.
He got to cut me to his theme.
He said, I want the blowout fade. You need to stop right here, okay? All right. He must have gone to the Dominican barber and gave him vibranium blades. I'm telling you right now. Right?
Use these clippers
right here. I'm going to go, bro,
I can't see.
How come these clippers don't have any sound? Why do they vibrate?
You turn them on, they're like, don't worry, they're on. But they don't.
And they don't vibrate.
In the dark?
They on.
Don't worry, son. And he hit him with that young fade, dreaded his hair, and was like, I'm going to switch this shit to the side real quick.
That shit beautiful. Was hard.
Yo, I was like, man.
Speaking of which, I know it's been circulating around the internet, and I know you guys seen this. The Lion King poster.
The Lion King poster.
I mean, I know y'all seen this. Talk to me.
I didn't see it officially from Disney, so I was like,
No. It's saved on my phone.
No, I saw it. So when I first saw it, I was like,
he thought it was fake.
Yeah, I was like, these fucking Facebook trolls trying to freaking make their dream roster. I was like, damn.
No, it's a real roster.
But then when it dropped as I think everyone thought that. Because I was thinking this. Yeah. I was like,
I didn't get it. I didn't even care. What?
No, because I didn't. Because you know, people when they do the black Goku, black Vegeta. No. So I'm like, oh, this is how they look like to me. I was like, all right, well, I know. I'm like, I'm just kidding.
They always
doing
like the fake movie posters and stuff.
Yeah. Whatever. That is our lives, though. Our lives is Photoshop.
What's going on with it? Is it live action? Is it going to be live action?
It's a live action, but it's.
Live action? You mean Beyonce going to be crawling and shit?
Oh, my God. It's going to be like Jungle Book.
Live action. Yeah, it's like live action, but like interpreted.
So it's an animated movie, technically, just differently animated.
But
I don't know.
So it's 3D rendered, right?
Just is Beyonce crawling or not?
She ain't crawling, son. She ain't crawling.
The Beehive ain't having that.
Yeah, no, she ain't. Nah,
she ain't getting on her hands and knees for nobody but Jay-Z.
Yeah. I think it's cool if you guys know, because the same people that voice acted Mufasa and
Sarabi.
Damn,
James Earl Jones.
The woman who did Coming Back,
but I don't
want to
see him die twice. This is horrible.
The wife from Coming to America, the Queen. She's also Sarabi. So it's the same people that voiced them are also being Mufasa.
But they don't got Whoopi Goldberg as doing
by Shenzi. I know she's not Shenzi, so it's like I don't know how I feel about that.
Seth
Rogen is like I think.
Pumbaa. I forget who's Timon, but
Timon is actually also white. I forget who it is though.
His name, but I love the cast. I think can't wait.
And I just
You know who they got as Zazu? Yo, my boy John Stewart. So not John Stewart. It's John Oliver. John Oliver. John Oliver.
That works so perfect.
So perfect. He has like a correct amount of sass to be Zazu.
Really quick, speaking of trailers, there's some game trailers that dropped recently too. So Last of Us 2, did you guys see that trailer?
I got confused
about the whole PlayStation experience.
I don't know the whole thing. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I just saw like the first like 20 seconds of the Last of Us 1.
So you need to see it.
And then I was like, okay, I'm good. As soon as she pulled that shirt up and started putting that knife to her, I'm good.
Nah, see, you missed it right there, because shit completely switches, right?
I'm sure it did, but I was like, you know what? I'm like, I'm on the train right now, getting motion sick as it is.
Yo, hashtag D-Winger. Yeah. For those who don't know, if you all saw the trailer, hashtag D-Wing. They broke a girl's arm with a hammer, just saying that. By saying D-Wing her. I'm like, son, what does that mean?
So it's great because it's
taking... Clip her wings.
I loved it. I loved that. That trailer was so good because... Here's the thing. Everyone always wants a continuation of Joel and Ellie's story, but this takes you away from that for a bit, and it establishes like what's happening to the world as of right now. So you see so many different cultures in there. There's like two Asian people in there. There's like a couple Asian people in there, and it's just it's so good to take a break from that stuff, and then it goes back to Joel and Ellie. But this is a sequel to what's supposed to be the unarguable best game on the PS3. Like, that ended PlayStation 3. And it was like, the best game.
No. Honestly, I'm still at the last couple of parts of it, just because...
I gotta say is giraffes in Boston, man. That's it. When they showed Boston Skyline, I was like, holy crap.
First of all, they didn't even put Joe in there, yo. Like,
Joe, it was a completely different cast, and it was good. It was good.
No, like, Joe, like, isn't that the gorilla's name over at Franklin Park Zoo?
Yeah,
like, they didn't get him going across the street to stash to get a slice or nothing. They didn't get him smoking weed with the thugs on Columbia Road. Like, yo, that's what so
he's like, what makes it Boston?
What
makes it Boston,
Joe,
really?
Waiting for the bus at Dudley Station. Yo,
Silverback, son.
Yo, if Joe ain't on freaking, if he's out on Blue Hill Ave by Stashes with a B hat on, it's a blunt, and a slice from Stashes, bro, it's not Boston.
It's not Boston.
Oh, my God, Time him out. Time him out. He's wild. Put him in the box.
Space jam.
Space jam. Put him in the box. Nah, but
I mean,
he's gonna be godlike.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually really excited for it. Sometimes I get really just like disappointed at PlayStation Experience. I think this is better than last year's. But if they would have hit me with like the Final Fantasy VII remake that we've heard about, saw some clips about 3 years ago.
Nah, it's Final Fantasy 15 all over again.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if it's Final Fantasy 8.
Please don't do that to me.
Don't be surprised if it's 8 by the time it comes out.
Yeah, right.
And they already said they're going to do 8 over.
Which I'm looking out for too.
I mean, we're already not waiting for the myth to come
so
out, right?
Trash. But,
don't start with me because the 8 was the first game I played.
That's your fault.
Oh, my God. I loved 8.
Trash.
I loved 8. And I know a lot of people who love 8 too.
Spam the whoa, please spam. Just keep pressing that button.
No, because 8's trash. And I'm not editing that later.
You're absolutely. You guys are about to witness the very first Versus 7 of the night.
I'm telling you, 8 is trash.
Nah, nigga, you're trash.
This is a whole nother episode, but I'll give you a chance. Give me one good reason why 8's good.
Because it's better. Because it's the best thing ever existed.
That's not a good reason.
That's an amazing.
That's an opinion.
It's an amazing.
My favorite thing is actually the straight.
No, you want to be serious?
The mind fuckery that is.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it because I think 7's better. 7 is trash too.
Okay, hold on. Tier list time. Or actually, no. Before that, hold on, guys, we got a question. Before we get into
I'll give you that.
You're so wrong though, it's godlike. But hold on, I'll get into it in a bit. But Protective Kin is asking, do you guys think Joel will no longer be a focal point of Last of Us 2? Or actually,
can I get a hot take on that? Can I do that?
Go ahead.
Joel's gonna die. Joel's gonna die midway through.
I actually don't doubt that. I agree.
Joel, do you think Ellie's more of the main character?
Absolutely.
Joel's gonna die.
I think
I don't know how, but he's gonna die.
I think Ellie outlived what Joel needed to do. Did you not see the beginning of the first trailer? She marked the entire cabin.
She seemed very vengeful.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like she's a very different
person. Joel might be already dead, for all we know. They might have just.
No, he's not already dead. He definitely comes in. He talks to her.
Okay, that might have been a flashback.
Or it could also have been her.
I mean, we can't rule that out.
That's about to be it.
A figment of imagination. She could have gone insane.
Can't rule that out.
They could have pulled a Kojima.
Oh,
Metal
Gear
Solid 2. You saw Snake in the tanker.
Let's not talk about it.
Top 10 betrayals.
Top 10 betrayals, Kojima. Oh, my God. I can't be
That's such a vague question.
Everything. Just come through the door and shut this
Naughty Dog, right? Naughty Dog is
going to come in there and slam my laptop.
Take the phone. You don't even pay him. They just take the phone.
What happened? He takes a mic right out of my hands.
Square Enix takes their sweet ass time with games.
No, he's just taking glasses. I can't see without those.
I'm done with Square though. I'm done with Square Enix.
Yeah, Square's trash. That's why I was like.
I'm done with Square Enix.
No, honestly, I have just this huge soft spot for them, and it sucks because they've made a lot of the games that I grew up on, that I love, right? And every single time, like, PlayStation Experience that like, comes on, I'm like, yo, just play, just give me something.
You gotta look at the people. It's not the company, it's the people that edit that make it happen. What's that changes and other people thing. Come in
here's
play?
Here's the thing that I've noticed.
Literally, it just changes dynamics.
Square Enix is very incapable of adapting. So, all right, let's talk about all the way back, right? When when video games first even started hitting, Japan was the spot. They knew to make all the right RPGs, right? They knew to make all the right decisions, right? And it boomed. Like, everyone loved Final Fantasy VII. Whether it's an opinion or not, whether you liked Final Fantasy VII specifically or not, it was popular. That is undeniable, right? So that boomed. Chrono Trigger boomed. Secret of Mana boomed. All these games are booming, right?
Secret of Mana,
but then, you know, let's move forward. American games started catching up to Japanese games, right? And then at some point, we pass them in terms of, like, the quality of the games that come out. Because what we have now, they're very stubborn in when they...
I feel like it's different audiences. Because Japan likes is, like, what they do in, like, things that release in the East that only gets released in the East is because that's what the audience wants compared to, like, what people want in the West.
Like, I mean, like, Marvel might as well Marvel Infinite should have just been just a West-only
game. But that's not successful. That game's not successful.
Oh, yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's actually selling a lot better than people thought.
Well, DLC now.
Comparatively, though. Compare it to, like, Western games in general. Compare it to...
Well, I mean, you can't do that. I mean, fighting games in general don't sell well.
Forget fighting. Yeah. No. I'm talking about all of their games. I'm talking about all of the East games. Forget fighting games for a minute. Like, in general, American games... Naughty Dog, for example, is doing so well comparatively to the Japanese market.
Well, they had
what company, happened? It's hard to say because they're killing it.
Forget Naughty Dog. Yeah, forget Naughty Dog. Rockstar is still killing it.
Like,
you guys got to think about
the thing is, Rockstar is the exception, not the rule. Because the thing with Rockstar, like, every game they make is practically Grand Theft Auto. You have Grand Theft Auto with horses.
Did they make Yakuza?
Sure, hold on.
No.
But they made Red Dead Redemption, didn't they?
Yes,
they did, which was fantastic. Which was fantastic. Which was actually one of their best games. But what I'm saying in general, is that America has caught up to the Japanese in terms of quality, and instead of adapting on their end, they're still keeping the pride they have and still trying to, like, they're still coming out with things that they think people are interested in.
I'm actually hella interested in the one that's coming out soon.
Which one?
So, talking about PlayStation Experience, there's that one game that we didn't even know. It was untitled. It was just straight out of the blue. I think it was Stories of Tsushima or something like that? I can't remember the title right now. But it was Samurai Chronicle one. It's like, it follows, like, first off, the entire cinematic was beautiful. It was straight rocked everything. When it comes to presentation, it just...
What happened in the trailer?
You follow along single samurai... And you see his...
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
See, like, the transitions between his, like, or, like, you know, small clips of, like, the life. And then you see pretty much his wife die. And then smooth-ass transition, and now he's, like a Ronin in a way. And he's, like, pretty much vengeful again. So it's, like, Punisher samurai version, but it's Cray. It was beautiful. I'm describing it a lot less than it was. But I suggest y'all see that trailer if you haven't seen it. And it's definitely one of the hypest things about that entire presentation.
I'm not gonna say no, because the thing is, right, that's the thing, that when they drop certain stuff, they stick to some core stuff that they always drop, like some RPG with certain elements, like, okay, I see this before, but like they try to redefine, like, games too. It's, like, they try to take something and they try to, like, reinvent it. They actually try that a lot harder than American titles.
You need to adapt. Like, you as a company, you need to know when things aren't being asked for anymore. You know what I mean? Like, we live in the right now, no one wants what we used to play. Like, back in the day, you know, RPGs were so hot. RPGs, the way they were back then, cannot last. They cannot stand.
Certain
right
titles.
Now. They can't.
Only certain titles will stand, It's not playing like it used to be.
Even don't let nostalgia cloud you for a bit. You know what I mean? If I was to pop in. Persona 5 did really well, but Persona 5 is extremely niche. Persona is niche. And I'll tell you, Persona is niche.
No, because it is.
It has a cult following,
but it's them only, though. Do you know what I mean? And those are the kind of people that you're watching. Persona 5 fans have already played 4, have already played 3.
Persona 5 was actually my first game.
Persona 5 was... Okay.
Yeah, and it caught me. But then again, I'm...
You are, all, but you're different since you're not the Call of Duty generated drone Call of that Booty. Play. You know, but the, hey, but look, those guys, those drones, those are the ones that are actually having, making the money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why they can come out with Call of Duty 8 billion.
But then, like, then again, I mean? Like, but then it becomes like this whole like this whole repetition war, right? So it's another reason why like people are like, oh, our fighting games always are just like other fighting games, right? Or when you're done with a fighting game, right? The only thing that drives you is like a competition, usually, right? If you're playing competitively, you play like online because you just want to keep getting good, right? Mm-hmm. Or you want to just keep like ranking up. That's their intention, right? It's the same thing with Call of Duty. I want a prestige. I want to keep getting my rank up.
Currently, that's whole multiplayer. It's a challenge, a competition.
So like I'm playing Destiny right now, right? And I went ham.
By the way, Destiny is also American.
Right? It's Bungie. It's Bungie.
So I'm just making a point right now. I'm just trying to say that like Japanese market is not
because FPS like because first person shooters have always been like
US always market. It's a staple.
It's a US market.
But back in the day when RPGs were still booming, that wasn't the case
because RPGs aren't really in right now. Though.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Why can't they do that?
Because the Japanese aren't keeping up with stuff like online play.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Like, they're not adapting. That's my point.
Online play is like huge. And then once like esports popped in, it took off. Like you can't do esports for RPGs. I don't care how great your file is.
No, you can't.
Final Fantasy VII.
No, absolutely.
There's new shit outside of that file.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's the same thing happens. That's my point. Their competitions roll through, or their quote unquote esports roll through like fighting games.
This is where America has caught up and has surpassed Japan. This is why we are greater than them in this area now, in an area they used to hold so, like, they were just bodying us at one point. Like, I actually one time didn't even care what game they came out. If it was Japanese, I was going to get it.
I mean, I would say that their storytelling is still pretty boss.
No, that's the thing. That's why they make RPGs.
There's certain things
we beat
that
them in there, too.
Story? Only people that say storytelling is Naughty Dog, like Last of Us.
Uncharted was pretty
good. Naughty Dog. Okay, Naughty Dog,
and the
period.
Thing with Naughty Dog is they worked heavily in the beginning on Crash and stuff under Japan.
That's true.
Their storytelling, you can't.
Like, the Japanese helped them a lot. During the Crash.
No, we definitely, but here's that's what I was saying. We learned from them, but they're now not learning from how we're doing it. Which is the way it should be.
It's like they're also stubborn in a sense.
They're very stubborn, very prideful, in the sense that they
take pride. It's like a culture thing.
It's a culture thing.
Like, they're not going to start dropping.
They're very FUBU.
Protective Kin actually makes a really good point that they actually shifted to a lot. Japan has market shifted a lot to handheld games.
No, that's true too.
Yeah.
But I want to go ahead and say that that's an admitting defeat move, kind of like, here, you guys win this, so we're going to go to MOBA. Or like, we're going to
Look what they did with the Switch, though. Come on. It's literally, it became a handheld fucking portable.
Portable console. While I agree, I think the reason this changed is because we changed. Mm. That's not the market or anything. That's because us as
different
people,
generation.
That's because us as people. Yes, us as people, we don't have time anymore.
Yeah,
we just like it's just what it is. In terms of back in the day, you could literally. Oh, that's another thing. Loading time, right? We would watch a disc spin and load. Like we would look at the black
excuse
screen.
Me.
Right?
So not always. Budokai Tenkaichi. Excuse me. Rotate them.
Budokai was smart because it gave you something to do. Yeah. Right?
Young Cybermen, I used to break my analog sticks. Excuse me.
Yeah, what was your... I remember what game. I think it was also the Tenkaichi games where you could, like, it gets the counter if you keep... If you figure where you, like, you just, like, destroy stuff.
You could grow Cybermen.
My favorite one was Growing Cybermen, which is Budokai 3. Shout outs.
Goku can finish bowls of food.
Yeah.
Stacked.
Just rotate it. Oh, and the first ever Budokai was Master Roshi on the turtle. You just make a fly.
Oh, my God.
AE squad. But anyways, besides the point,
we can
literally talk about the current state of how video games are right now between us and like Japan or even any other like maker for years. Because it's always going to shift. The market always shifts.
Yeah, market shifts.
And so does our interest. If you look at like from back in the 90s to like now and see what was popular, everyone loves storytelling.
Yeah,
because all you single player.
It's single player.
When you introduce another person, it shit changes. It changes the game completely, right? And if you include the world, right, or not just you and your couch co-op anymore, but if you can,
Xbox that did it. Halo started it all.
Halo started the trend.
It was Halo. It was actually Halo. Like they literally, the way they titled, like, what's going on? Shout out to Jason. Remember how they was what they titled Halo was like Combat Evolved. Like what was it Halo 1? It literally was just saying like this is
pretty cocky.
And then but it was Bungie, but Bungie started it, right?
Yo, they literally multiplayer online.
America's killing the game. That's my point. America's killing the game.
That's what they literally
so good at what we do now. Mm-hmm. Like,
but I want to see. I feel like I don't know. I feel like I get like cop blocked when I watch like PlayStation Experience now. Like I feel like not all of it goes through. I think
that Spider-Man game looks ill.
That Spider-Man game.
Let's talk about
that.
We have never had a Spider-Man where we are Peter Parker. That was so. And then you saw the Spidey senses kick. I'm like, that's so good. It was almost like Telltale's, which is also another great American made game company.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna spend like an hour on this, and we're trying not to.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do an entire episode on that. So yeah, maybe we
hit us up later for that. But
really, so any other games really quick we can run through from?
We got 15, we got 15.
Dragon
minutes.
Ball FighterZ, another trailer drop for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yamcha and Ginyu.
Hashtag no is Nappa. Thank you so much.
Nappa and Ginyu.
So Yamcha was back with Tien like 2 months ago.
Right.
You're living in the past.
Recently I saw a pic of him doing a dive kick.
It was close to a month ago.
All I'm saying is he got a dive kick that looked someone took a picture of Yon.
I
might pick up a Yamcha now.
No, literally, okay, if you don't understand the Lord Yamcha, hashtag Lord Yamcha that's been floating around, y'all don't know, all right? He's the strongest human besides Krillin, but I'm not going to throw that out there.
I think Tien beats Krillin.
I think Tien beats Krillin.
Yeah. Hold on.
No. Krillin? No.
Krillin is
later on. No.
Tien's an alien. First off, he has the third eye. Let's talk about that.
Nah, Tien's woke.
Oh my god, the third eye woke. I can't right now.
Woke. When humans get strong enough, they get a third eye. Just Krillin never got there yet.
Yeah. Oh my
That's
god.
It. Tien's OD, man.
Listen, all I know is he bad. The baddest in the entire series.
Who was also
the
baddest at one point too? So.
Yeah. She is a cyborg.
She counts.
They wish that. They fixed that. Don't worry.
She's a cyborg.
So she's the strongest human.
Yeah.
Not technically, she's a cyborg.
But she was human.
She's part machine now.
No, they wished her human.
No. He said, I can't do it. She's like, they wish for the bomb. But she's like, oh, well, he can deactivate the bomb, but he can't because she's so already much human as she can be. That it's impossible for a fresh Shenron
to check that.
Oh my god!
Yo, let's go. I want to fact check that later. Later. I want to fact check that later.
No, I believe you, but I think Shenron's just on that bullshit.
Protective. Shenron was like, I can't. Shenron's like, I can't do it because
actually, that's fact. Protective Ken just kicked in. He goes, it's Krillin. They only wish to have her bomb removed.
Krillin squad.
It is Krillin. No, I said later on, it's Krillin.
I'm going to fact check both of you guys. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. So y'all just third.
Body change back. But it's not even just Ginyu now. It's Ginyu squad. Thank you so much. But so because...
His own assists.
Because he has his own assists. He throws Raccoon. He also throws Goldo.
So Raccoon does a full screen beam. Birder does a dash that comes back and then forward again three
Jace
times.
Jace does crush a ball from the back.
Jace does an overhead, kind of like Vegeta's crush a ball. And then I forgot
Goldo's. Goldo throws a wooden spike.
He calls the wooden spike. That shit's OD. I think that's one of his.
The best part about Dragon Ball FighterZ is that it's so close to the show. It's just so on point.
If I power up and you
power up, the timer stops. Because just like in the show, when two characters are powering up, the show takes forever. So the timer is delayed and going down.
Mm.
So if you're powering up and I'm powering up, we can keep the timer from going down. That's insane how canon it is to the show. That's crazy.
Because it literally is just like, there's material for days in front of us. We don't have to recreate anything.
Also,
we just have to just model after the show.
Also, Arc System is beautiful for what they do. Thank you, Arc Systems.
Arc System is actually the most slept on fighting game company.
It's not slept on. People just refuse to play it.
I don't understand why Street Fighter dominates the fighting games. It makes no sense.
Those are the best games out.
It's not even that. Like, the big thing with Arc Systems, it's either P4 Arena or like Guilty Gear. There's no in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's Guilty either accessible Gear. Or like
this is the one game they're actually gonna try to be.
I can't play Guilty Gear. Every time I try to play Guilty Gear, everyone's like, "Oh, you need someone to teach you." To the whole thing, I'm like, well,
they have a really good tutorial.
We talked about that.
But to pick up, it's like, all right, I get it, I pick it up. But then when you really start playing, and you play someone that's decent or good at the game, you're just like,
no, you get killed.
So I can guarantee you, this game is probably gonna have one of the best tutorials ever.
It does. Any situation you complain about, they have it. Yeah, that's amazing.
No, I'm talking about like DBC, like DB fighters. I'm probably most
likely. I think it's gonna bridge the gap because it's like it takes.
It's supposed to be easy and difficult. It's gonna be like both. Because
it's like
you just turned off the light on us. You know we don't have the glare, so this is better.
Oh, actually, that's perfect. That's kind of good. All right, anyways, we should probably wrap it up soon.
No, we'll do that. My thing with Dragon Ball FighterZ, though, really quick, it's just if I don't see Kid Buu, I'm not getting it.
No. You're going to get the game.
But he's most likely going to be DLC, unfortunately.
I mean, I don't mind DLC, that's eight more chances I get.
I don't care to. I'll spend the money, guys, because microtransactions is the world now.
Yeah, I'm definitely about like Android 22 right now, though.
No, 21.
No, Android Savage, bro.
No, but I'm over complaining about DLC. Like, I'm no longer in that because I used to be all about like, oh my god, they're gonna make us pay for this, guys. That's the future. Move on. We're going
to
buy it.
You don't have to get it, but at the same time, it's just
that's what it is. That's how
I already spent
right.
like 20 like bucks a week on freaking silver
even,
and
even though SFI made it so dumb, there should be a way you could get it with like in-game currency.
Silver doesn't get you like anything.
Yeah, it's cosmetics only.
Yeah. I'm like, what's the point?
Just level up.
Hey, thank you for joining the chat. The Muse, what's going on? The Muse. Yo, tell me how you pronounce your name, but we're actually almost signing out, but thank you for joining in. Couple more minutes.
There's one more thing. So yeah, I was gonna say real quick about FighterZ.
15 minutes and wrap it up.
No, because we can touch.
We gotta talk about what they got going on and stuff. So yeah,
music too. So think about quick
about
music.
Don't worry about it.
We were pretty
music heavy in the last one, so don't worry.
What was it? So yeah, there was like an article that leaked, or there's like an article people say that like after like people someone like. Looked at like screenshots closely, and they changed the names. These are Japanese, but they changed the names, the titles of like Gohan and Buu. So like Teen Gohan is like his name differently. Same thing with Buu, which kind of people think is alludes to that there's gonna be an adult Gohan and other forms of Buu.
Yeah, but like they're probably gonna be stupid to put like Super Buu in there. Like I just want Kid Buu.
Kid has the most personality.
I think if they add another Buu, it would be Kid Buu.
Buu's the best. Like Kid Buu. If I see Super Buu, I'm gonna be upset.
Super Buu because each form, his personality changed a bit.
Kid Buu is
going around the table. Going around the table real quick. Two characters you want in Dragon Ball FighterZ. And you said Kid Buu is one, so yeah. Who's next?
Go start, Dex.
Are you also charging? I don't know, just Kid Buu.
All right, Zanza.
Wait, two characters?
Two characters you want in Dragon Ball FighterZ.
They're not even canon, but whatever, Broly and Bardock.
Man, well, he already took one of mine.
They're not even canon.
Two characters I think they're going to bring out because...
Well, no.
Who I want is actually, you said Broly. I'm a Broly advocate for like ever. I love Broly.
Broly's probably going to be DLC.
I hope.
No, I actually think super characters are going to be canon. I hate it. They're not going to give us Broly. They're going to give us Khalifa. Like, they're going to give us like characters, like they're going to give us like Kale instead of Broly. You know what I mean?
I want Broly. I need Broly. I don't know. Be like a color swap.
So who else?
The Muzz is asking, guys, what is your favorite book? Ooh, that's actually off. That's good because we need to get off topic. But actually, you finish, and then we'll get into our favorite book.
Wait, who are your two favorites?
That I'd want in the game? Yeah, you already said Broly. I guess then we'll do movie characters. If we're doing movie characters, I want Janimba. Added.
Hey, that was going to be my team.
I don't think it's going to be much different anyway, but Turles, but he's probably not. Because they're probably going to get, if they're going to get put Black Goku, they're not going to put Turles.
Yeah,
that's then Goku, it's just way too many Gokus.
That's four Goku characters.
That's like four Goku characters.
So I guess for mine, since like a lot of mine were taken already, I'd also say Bardock though, because Bardock's that dope.
That's another Goku.
And the other one is.
He's better than him.
And no lie, Babidi. Squad.
Okay.
You put me in a tough spot.
Because I have to agree because that's my main in every Budokai.
That's why.
Because I'm trying to, dude. When I tell you Isaac Ramos walked from my house in Kingston home because I beat him with Babidi. Mad games. Shout out to Isaac. You get bodied, son. You're garbage. I beat him with Babidi alone. Anyway.
Quick. Let's answer. What's your favorite books?
Favorite books. Go around. Muzz is asking.
It's probably gonna be
nothing from my school. I swear to God, if you hit me with Tale of Two Cities or any of that shit, go.
I mean, yeah, Catcher in the Rye and The Alchemist. Or like hey.
I can't think of that off the top of my head. I'll have to pass.
I've been thinking about books. So
Anthem, honestly, dystopian book. Nice. A dystopian.
Yeah. Will to keep winning.
Oh my God, but Daigo Demoro.
Of course. Self-help books for the win.
Mind you, it's week two of that t-shirt. Oh, where's my gunshot sound effects? Oh my God.
Wait. Speaking of which, we need to come up with a future perfect shirts. We need to come up with a future perfect shirts.
Listen, we're already there. There you go.
There we go. Took a couple tries, but you know, we still got it there.
Oh, what's it called? Yeah, we're trying to work that out. Don't worry about that. Really quick, because we got to get into you guys, what you guys are trying to do. So
okay.
Tell us a little bit about Match on Wake Up.
Okay. So for obviously for those who don't know, Nose next to me, I mean Scion next to me, is also my partner in a new venture called Match on Wake Up. it's just more or less streaming for games as well as that sketch comedy, and more talking about video games and trying to interview as many pros who are out there as well, you know, in mass, because you know we absolutely do have some pros out there.
Here on Match on Wake Up, we try to bring you guys only the finest of streaming quality. me and Rollo have teamed together. We'll be coming up. We'll try to weekly episodes. It's really just focused on gaming though. It's like that's our main
thing
goal. Is but we will try to do sketch comedy at some point and do skits. But for the most part, it's just us doing like running, kind of like a running sets type situation. Yeah. But
so as well as that, you know, there's also new games that are out. So Match on Wake Up isn't just like fighting
just
games.
Just fighting games. It's other things.
So the Evil Within 2 came out. I don't know if y'all know that.
Dead Space 3. Yeah.
older game.
Wow.
Older
game.
Older game.
They're back.
That was like 2012,
fam. But honestly, yeah, you know, like Evil Within 2 came out. You know, everyone likes a horror game, or at least I do.
Not my type of game.
Emily Wants to Play 2 came out. I want to play that game. Definitely want to do. Emily Wants to Play 2. I played Emily Wants to Play 1.
And that was a little can't mess with Emily. Ain't about it. But as well as that, you know, other games as well as we explore, you know, just what it is, you know, that attracts us as, you know, video game consumers. So
definitely check us out when we get started. You guys will definitely be the first.
So yeah, yeah. So
love to have you guys.
Planning on you know, within like the next week or so to hit y'all with a new episode. The beginning, the Genesis. That
definitely put me on the
put
spot.
Him on the spot. All right. The entire time with the Genesis has started.
Cut that date with me then. I couldn't cancel that real quick.
And so definitely
call off work.
Yeah, but you know, we're here to, you know, to help, you know, definitely like bridge the gap with other people who don't, you know, really get to see all the games that, you know, or play all the games and consume it like us. We are from the hood. So we like to give you hood content.
Hey,
squad. Hood.
Prime hood content.
Yeah, prime hood content. But other than that, you know, we're chilling here, you know, with the homies from Future Perfect. Definitely feeling the same things and stuff like that. Same, you know, I've known y'all for like ever. So
facts.
Word.
Factual. Information.
Like that was the shortest part of our interview. So. We'll definitely talk about some gaming stuff like off air because we're trying to get more gaming content too. Like, it's easier. It seems like it's easier for us to get music content. And we're trying to get more gaming content, so yeah, maybe definitely. We should try to work something out.
So definitely a nerd. I play nothing but video games right now, besides my actual job and school. So and working other two jobs, but we play a crap ton, and we consume. If we're consumers of video games, you know, people want to know from like a realistic aspect. I'm not making like thousands of dollars on video games and not sponsored by anyone to play video games.
To say like this game's great, even though you think it's trash.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna tell how it is because they're not paying for me. Yeah, they're not paying me for to like play a game or
so. The
like
real
that.
Real talk. That's still for Maximilian, but the real talk.
Mm-hmm. The real talk of a video game, you know.
But he does do real talks though. But he doesn't work for Capcom
but yeah,
anymore.
That's on his video. But he has like a Yo Video Game site where he plays other video games, whereas his Maximilian content is strictly just fighting games.
Yeah, we'll do both. I mean, we'll work it out. But next week, hopefully, I guess we're doing our first episode. So please.
We're gonna take you on the road. On the road again.
Oh, our road.
Oh, cause we're trying series. To do Evo. Mm-hmm. So
actually, if we can somehow get together to have both of us, all of us go to Evo, repping the same shirt, that'd be kind of cool.
That'd be
next year, though.
Yeah, we're definitely invested. Yo, so yeah, so just look out.
Hey, never too early to plan.
Never.
Absolutely not. No.
It's gonna have DBZ. It's not Dragon Fighter, Dragon Ball FighterZ. So
this is the genesis of it. It's getting started. It's just getting started. It's brand new. So we do hope everyone come tune out, support each other and all that stuff on our new ventures.
Yeah.
It's definitely gonna be lit and. It's going to be real as shit.
Have a good day.
Word. So we'll post links to all that stuff when the episode airs. And then if you guys have the first episode done by then, we'll link to it and whatnot. So,
Squad.
Let's just go around the room. Anything you guys want to leave people with before we take off?
Real quick. Monster Hunter World is probably one of the greatest games.
Oh, my God.
One of the greatest games of all time. Not too late. Yeah. I just want to throw that. Nah. Just the quickest plug.
I hate you.
Monster Hunter World.
Oh, my God. You got to hit me right with a heart, man.
Next episode, hopefully, I'll be able to play Mario Odyssey, so I'll talk about that next episode.
Mario Odyssey is up there, but I'm still going to say Monster Hunter World is going to be one of the greatest games of all time. 96 and 97.
I'm going to take these fools' pictures because they need new pictures.
Next episode, I can't wait. I want to talk about Faker. I want to talk about Faker, Armada, Daigo, the whole comment.
All right, really quick, futureperfect.blog. That's going to be our site for everything.
Thank you guys.
As I said earlier, Merlo threw up a review of Stranger Things 2.
I'm about to read that, and I'm about to fight Merlo. No big deal.
I also threw up a nice article. I'm doing a series of OSTs you're slacking on, so I just did Chrono Trigger. And by the time you guys hear this
I'm about to send a submission.
I saw the OST.
And by the time this one goes up, Sonic CD will be out. Nice. We're going to kind of keep it weekly and just kind of get people hip to video game music. FuturePerfect.blog, again, at Official Future Perfect everywhere. And then myself, at Luxury Tax, LuxuryTakz, all lowercase, all one word.
Hit us up. New Facebook page. It's Mo Wu, Mashon Wake Up at Facebook. So it's facebook.com/MoWu, Mashon Wake Up. All one word. All lowercase.
If it ain't ready, you got like a week, so you're good.
Yeah, no, right?
Yeah, everything he said.
I already made the logo.
So we're already ready to go then. Let's hope we can turn this dream into reality. Izanagi.
Let's do this. Yeah, the quick plug, Mokuba. Though. How about it?
We ended off with Derek James.
Tobias. Sorry.
The fear.
Nah, Kudai Chain. Now watch that part.
Kudai Chain.
You give me that. He's like, he got hit with that. He got tight.
Only trap a quip card in the game. Let's go.
Cool. Are we all in a good place?
Yeah.
Those are magic. The masks. They're magic.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
The cursed mask. They're all magic. But
No. Except for the cursed mask. That's actually. Right,
well, that's the one. All
right, Tex, just end us off. Here we go. Yeah.
We spent like a half hour on you guys. I'm just going to stop. All right, let me take us out, all right?
All right.
All right, cool. Future. Perfect. Here we out.